the chair now opening the questioning of the witness, he has not been placed under oath.
And second, we will go to that.
There are four persons in the other side, the source persons. What are the other three?
Yes. We will ask him.
No. We have Mr. Doble, and who are the other three gentlemen?
That's why we'll have to identify them, Your Honor.
I would like to know first the identities of these.
That's correct. We will have to ask them.
So that I know who they are and what they are here for.
Yes. So the first thing to do is for the committee secretaries to establish the identity of the three gentlemen who seems to be accompanying Mr. Vidal Doble. But while you are doing that, may I ask the committee secretary to administer the oath to Mr. Vidal Doble, Jr.
I do.
Mr. Chair,
Your Honor,
I request the chair to identify the three persons beside the resource person. If their lawyers attending to the rights of the resource person, may I move that the chair must instruct the lawyers regarding how they will conduct themselves in this proceeding. They are not to talk to their client unless they ask the permission of the chair, and only when they are granted that permission will they confer with the witness.
Your Honor. Now, for the information of Your Honor, the committee secretary reports that the three gentlemen there, and may I ask them to stand up as their names are called. One is Attorney Ronald Ubanya.
Ubanya, Your Honor.
Ubanya.
Yes, Your Honor.
I request that the secretariat place a name in front of them so that we can address them properly when there is a need for it.
That should include the law office that you represent.
Your Honor, I'm a member of EO Ghana and Partners Law Office, Your Honor.
Okay. The next one is Attorney Alex Avisado, Jr. Yes. What law office do you come from?
The same law.
All right. Attorney Nole? Panganiban.
Morning, Your Honor.
You also come from the same office?
From the same law office.
And all of you represent Mr. Vidal Doble here as counsels.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes. Now, please be advised that you cannot directly be called to testify. Unless, you know. But your role here would be to give advice to Mr. Vidal Doble, not to coach. Is that understood?
Well considered, Your
Honor. To advise, not to coach what he has to say.
Second question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Your Honor.
For orderly proceedings, since they all come from the same law office, who is the lead counsel that can give the advice? They cannot all give the advice.
Yes.
So that
I am the lead counsel, Your Honor.
Yes,
and this is attorney.
May I suggest then that the two others will stay at the back of the resource person, far beyond.
So moved. May I ask the sergeant at arms to effect these instructions?
And no whisper without permission of the chair.
Thank you, Your Honor. So there, since we are ready for the questions, and again, I reiterate, the chair of the defense committee and the chair of this joint hearing waives its allotted time to Senator Ping Lacson for him to start the ball rolling, so to speak.